producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Many of us in the Senate and House and our staffs work through the weekend and have made a lot of progress. We're not there yet.
Harry Reid talking about whether or not this government is going to shut down. They're anxious to get home for the holidays. However, could that be delayed? You know, we talked to Victoria at the top of the show last hour, Victoria Jones, who is covering D.C. and politics for a very long time in that city and of course, there at the Capitol. And there's no definites at this point. Let's put it that way. So it wouldn't it be wild if we saw another government shutdown? I think it would not be good. I think it would not be good from the perspective of it doesn't seem to work. So why bother? If it's not working, why bother? You know, there's a couple of ways to skin this cat and a couple of ways to look at it. I, for one, think it's so ridiculous that we're constantly in this situation. This is an old, tired storyline, but it's your money and mine, and it's our government. So we have to sit up and pay attention, because who would get jammed if there was some sort of a shutdown? It's always the little people. It's not the big people who are going to have problems if, in fact, there is some kind of delay in a check. Unfortunately, this is where we're at. We're at that standoff again. I mean, here we are. Same thing. Over and over. If we were writers for a television series, we'd all be fired. If this was the same storyline every year, like clockwork, that we put out there. So give me a break. Solve the dilemma. Here's a dilemma. A new AP poll says Americans want us to get tougher with ISIS. And this is the president a few minutes on Monday spending time at the Pentagon saying the opposite. Oh, we've had some good results and we're just going to be steadying the course, which is not what a lot of people want to hear around the country. The percentage of Americans who favor deploying U.S. troops to fight ISIS has risen from 31 to 42% over the past year. Pretty significant. Remember, the Prez recently dispatched about 50 special ops forces to coordinate the fight in Syria, but saying that this is exactly what they're there to do. Nothing more and nothing less, for whatever that means. There are others who are calling for more troops. Donald Trump said he would support 10,000. Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton is pledging to keep America out of Syria, saying she would resist sending forces to fight Islamic militants, even if there's another terrorist attack in the U.S. 56% of Americans in the same poll said the U.S. military response to the Islamic State group has not gone far enough, up from 46% since the question was first started to be asked. People are frustrated. When you put this on your doorstep, it does not look good. It doesn't look good. Here's the shocker on the day, not burying the lead, but the Iowa poll shows, the latest, shows that Trump and Cruz are locked in a virtual tie among likely Iowa caucus goers. Wow. You're kidding. Trump, 28. Cruz, 27. Marco Rubio, 14. Ben Carson, 10. Jeb Bush, 5. Rand Paul, 4. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, 3%. And then you go down from there. So it's bleak. It's bleak. And remember, these are just polls. And we can talk about the polls and what they mean and manipulate them any way we want to, let's face it. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Oh, I got a lot of catching up, ain't I?
You do? Where you have you been?
Well, you know, we talked about that. I just, you know, I'm still kind of in limbo. The chemo started at the beginning of the month, and then 4 lymph nodes removed, which when I was gone.
Wow.
Beginning of last month. So, it's, you know, I'm still in hold, waiting, you know, see, you know, if they got it all. You know.
Right. How are you feeling? Are you feeling okay?
Oh, no. Not with the poison ivy problem I got, you know, and having to run back and forth. It's no fun.
I'm sorry.
But kind of heard Dan last night talk about that, but really, this terrorist thing. You know, we had an experiment here, Kate, in the United States. All you got to do is go rent the movie Malcolm X. I mean, Farrakhan, you can consider him and, you know, Islam Nation church that he has as radical because they believe that, you know, you had to separate the races. And, of course, when Malcolm X joined the Islam Nation, he followed and practiced that until, you know, he took his little, what do they call it, to Mecca, you know, his trip to Mecca, and then he got with the Sunnis. And he saw that, you know, it was wrong to be desegregated and that the only way, you know, to continue the Islam religion was through race, you know, cooperation through all the races and, you know, having them accept it. But then, you know, when it came time that he came back here and Martin Luther King was, you know, Christian and they sat down and discussed, Malcolm X still said that, you know, force was necessary. And of course, Christians don't believe in that. We pray for the person.
So, true.
Right there's, you know, right here in the United States, your own experiment, because even today, you can go on WikiLeaks and they're still calling for petition sign up to prosecute Farrakhan for the possible, I say possible execution because we don't know, of Malcolm X. So.
Wow.
And when Malcolm X started the Sunni, or no, when he was with the Islam Nation, he also went out to California and organized the Black Panthers, which, you know, they're Islamic. So what do we have hidden in this country, domestic-wise?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's one for everyone. What do we have hidden?
Well, I'm asking, you know, our government, because basically during the civil rights era, they were pressured to back off. You know, Hoover kept track of them, but, you know, he was shut down.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Grim. Highlighting a few very grim things that have happened in the past. We're thinking about you. Get well. Feel better. Praying for you. Got our fingers crossed, Grim. Thanks for the call. We were worried. Stay with us.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Tonight, every once in a while I do a little stand-up. Yes, shocking. We used to do this thing where we had comedians come on the show to lighten the load and try to teach me how to tell a joke. I heard a good one today, and I kind of, you know, worked with it a little bit and claim it as my own. You know how you can kill vegetarian vampires with a stake to the heart? If you don't laugh, I know the guy waiting in the wings probably is laughing hysterically. And that would be Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Had to put my headphones down.
Did you hear my joke?
Yes, I did. Steak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's.
How do you kill a vegetarian vampire? Steak to the heart.
Yep.
Ba-dum-bum.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, I got one for you. This old man had just finished a contract where he had collected a great deal of money, and him and his son was in the bar just celebrating, and he was buying drinks for the entire bar, and everybody was laughing and carrying on and having a good time, and all of a sudden this young thing weaseled her way between him and his son, showing a great deal of cleavage. She said, "You know, honey, for about 250, you and I could have one hell of a party." He says, "No," he says, "I don't need your money, but you can buy me a drink."
Nice. I was waiting for that one. Wait for it. I got it.
You're smarter than the average bear.
I know.
Well,
it's good.
I am sorry to hear about my good friend Grimm's dilemma. I wish him nothing but the absolute best. I would love to give him a transfusion of my super positive, super healthy O negative blood, which will just absolutely kill anything that you come in contact with. I am so damn tough that I could beat a man of steel if I didn't want to keep the blood flowing. But
I gotcha.
You know, I'm just terribly, terribly strong and terribly, terribly healthy.
That's
and
great.
Nothing affects me. I mean, I come in contact with people with flu, bubonic plague, leprosy, the whole nine yards, and I walk away unscathed. I'm tough as nails.
Nice.
So, that's great. Now, to get back to our beloved no-good Nick in the White House, I think somebody should arrest him for treason. He has violated the law with this Bergdahl routine. He's doing everything in his power to get us sandbagged with all these Muslims, and we know there's bloodthirsty elements in the group that's going to come to this country and create havoc and cause death and destruction for American people. We have no way to get a handle on what's going on, so we have no other choice but to ban all Muslims from this country and kick the ones that's here out. That's the only way we as Americans are ever going to be safe. I'm sorry you don't agree, but that's the only way we're ever going to be safe. No Muslims, no terrorists. That's all there is to it. And as far as this president goes, he needs to be arrested for treason. He's violated the Constitution. He's failed to protect the American people. He's failed to enforce the borders. He was responsible for the furious routine, the gun situation that they shipped the guns to Mexico and got people killed, including an American border agent that you know about. And these are all acts. These are all acts of treason, and he should be arrested for treason, taken away from the presidency, held in confinement until his trial, and then I'd like to see him executed personally. I can't stand the son of a gun. That's about all.
Oh, Dan, you know it's not going to happen, though. You know it, because we have our bet. You know that New Jersey thing, the
hey,
walk.
Hey, I can't wait to see you naked, baby. I'm going to make money on you like there ain't no tomorrow.
All right, we got to split the pot if that happens. Thanks, Dan. We'd be telling jokes along the trail, I have a feeling. Yeah, Dan, not a big fan of Obama's. I get it. You know, I talked to somebody over the weekend in his 40s, a business guy who's voted for Republicans and Democrats and really kind of knew his politics. He just felt like, hey, sometimes I like the Republican, sometimes I like the Democrat. And he said to me, I voted for Obama the first time around, but boy, I did not get what I thought I was going to get in the White House. And the second time, I could not go there. I voted for Mitt Romney. I just, no way, I wasn't going to vote for Obama again. And I've run into a lot of people who voted the first time for Obama and not the second time. Regardless, he is a two-term president. He's going to play out the string, and there's no chance of any kind of impeachment, or especially in this last, you know, in this last year. That's not gonna happen with Obama. It's just not going to happen with him. You know, it's like the ISIS deal today. Hey, no new plan. You know, we're doing, we have a meeting at the Pentagon because we want to just let everyone know, yeah, we're at the Pentagon. I'm the president, and we don't have a new deal about ISIS. We're just being very vigilant, being very vigilant. It's such a throwaway word. When the generals are saying, yeah, we need a little more boots on the ground, boots that can help train faster, bigger, badder, because it's just not enough. It's just not enough. So look, the bright side is you have these Islamic nations, for Dan and everybody listening, who are saying, you know what, Muslim extremism is a disease. That's not us. So we're going to fight terror. We're going to step up to the plate and say, you wanted us, the peaceful Muslims, to do something about it. We're going to do something about it. Saudi Arabia was the one who announced the formation of a coalition of 34 Islamic nations to fight terrorism. Fighting the disease is basically what they said. So in addition to Saudi Arabia, you have Jordan, the United Arab Emirates. So with all that manpower, I got to figure they've got a much better chance. Much better chance. With the airstrikes, they're not telling us much about the airstrikes. Who was taken out? What happened in the raids? So this formation of this coalition could be a change in that area that has left Syria and Iraq to pretty much on their own. Hope you're doing well. See ya. That's what we've been dealing with in the quicksand of the Middle East. And there's no doubt about it. That's exactly what we're talking about. Quicksand, baby. And that's what it is. One day it's one country, the next day it's another country, the next day it's a different terrorist cell. It's not good. And I'm more afraid of the lone wolf peeps who think, wow, that's glamorous what they're doing, and I want a part of it. I want to be a part of it. To me, those people are the most dangerous people that you can imagine. I mean, if you're in a targeted area, and that's an unfortunate, it's an unfortunate, sickening, terrible thing. But the other is so much less reversible, I suppose, is the way to put it. It's, in other words, it's almost impossible. Which is why I find it hard to believe when we're talking about the politics, even on the day, and we're talking about polls and, you know, all this information could really flip in a much different direction when we get into the primaries. Some say, I was reading an op-ed piece, that really Trump has the most at stake to lose. Could be. It could be. He did have a doctor tell everyone that if he were elected, he didn't even say if he were elected, just said Trump will be the healthiest ever elected president. Wonder if he were elected president, what would that be like when his term was up? Do I want to really do this again? I think I made my point. Did I make my point? Maybe I made my point. So basically the doctor said Trump had no medical problems. But he had a recent complete medical examination and showed only positive results. Blood pressure was fine. Everything else was completely excellent. That means you don't have to go to the doctors for a while. Woohoo! I bet even he says that. Woohoo! I don't have to go to the doctors. I don't have to be driven to the doctors today. Coming up next, one of my favorite things we do here, listen to you. Yes, it's true. Mailbag on the way. Hang with us.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The time when people are taking time off, hopefully you get a little bit of time off, or if you're not getting time off, you're getting paid double or triple or whatever it is, because for some companies, I just had a friend that was telling me her husband worked at TI and they get triple pay, so there was certainly incentive to work on Christmas and Christmas Eve and just work the holidays around that, you know, when they were off. And so on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, in the mailbag. As I said, many of you are off or getting ready to get off, but I'm still amazed at how many find time to send us some fabulous notes. Let's go to this one. This one is from Brad, who says, "Hey, Kate, I am so looking forward to see what's going to happen in this next debate. It's going to be interesting, especially for me, to see how Ben Carson comes off. Boy, they are ripping him on Saturday Night Live as being a guy who you can barely hear when he speaks. What do you think about that?" Oh, yeah, well, it's satirical comedy, of course, and any candidate is fair game. They're ripping on Hillary Clinton, and they just had Will Ferrell come back and do George Bush and say that he was running for president, and there was a bunch of knuckleheads, so that he's going to come back and run. And actually, it was kind of clever. It was a funny piece. So that's tongue-in-cheek, and that's an easy thing to make fun of about Carson because the fact that he's so soft-spoken, but he's taking it on the chin the least, trust me, of all the other candidates. All right, here's another one. This one from Jake in Austin. Katie Kate, are you going to the Star Wars opening? I can't wait for the new Star Wars. We're being bombarded by all kinds of spots and commercial ads wrapped into Star Wars, and I cannot wait to see what happens next. Can you? I can wait to see what happens next, but I do like Star Wars, yes. I'm not like the rabid fans. Somebody was telling me the other day that there was a guy that wanted to see Star Wars by himself in a theater, so he paid over $2,000, bought up all the tickets so that he could just go and be in the theater by himself. Well, like, so I'm not rabid like that. Let's put it that way. Interesting, though. It is. I mean, yes, I'm excited to see it because you got all the, you have all the people, the original cast, three of the original cast members are going to be there, and I think that's pretty cool. And so it's the we have to come back again kind of scenario. And here's another Star Wars. This one from Dean in Florida. Boy, we're going wild for Star Wars here, Kate. I'll tell you what, because it spans so many generations, I'm going, my son's going, and my father's going, and I can't wait. How cool is that? It is very cool. The idea that it spans the generations and all are interested. See, in my family, my nephew is really interested. I told him I couldn't remember The Empire Strikes Back. It had been so long, and we had to scour Texas to find a copy of The Empire Strikes Back so I could watch it with him. And he will certainly go to see Star Wars. In fact, I'll probably go and see it with him, which will be a lot of fun. So I think that's what you're going to see, actually, in the theaters, which is neat. I mean, you'll see different generations. You'll see a lot of new-to-the-game younger people, and you'll see older people because of how long Star Wars has been around. That's the brilliance of George Lucas. You know what? You find a product, you create a product, the desire, the craziness over it, it just is one of those movies that grabs you, or maybe it doesn't, but it grabs so many people that you can continue to do prequels or you can pull it out of the mothballs and it works. And it definitely worked. It definitely worked for him. Joe, Kate, love the show. Was wondering who you thought was the biggest story in 2016. Ah, well, we'll save that for next week. I can't reveal that just yet. The biggest story, well, one of the top 10 stories is Donald Trump. Absolutely. Angela Merkel got the cover of Time magazine for the most interesting person or the person of the year, I guess, person of the year, which if you read the story, some of it makes sense, but I was kind of surprised. There were a lot of wild moments this year, but you know, we say that every year. Life is moves so fast because of technology, I think. And I think there's a lot of different fads we could turn to, what happened economically, what happened politically, and we will do that, what happened in business. You know, the other big top 10 thing, technology-wise, I would say, I'll throw this out already, would be the Apple Watch. I've seen more people now sporting the Apple Watch. I don't know how much they cost. They can't be cheap, but it's a big deal, and I think that's going to get bigger. That's like the Jetsons, when you could look down at your watch, and then you could, you know, you got a message and you could look at it. Not that we're not running around with computers already with our iPhones, but now even more compact. And it is the idea that you have a watch on and it does all those things. And the Apple Watch, of course, took off and I'm sure is going to be a big present this holiday season for a lot of people. So I'll save everything else pretty much for next week when I talk about that. And then talk about predictions, because that's what the new year is about, predicting what's going to happen, forecasting. People set resolutions, and they talk about the fact that resolutions in some ways aren't good for people because it's like a to-do list. And the to-do list, what does the to-do list do? Freaks out lots of us because you make a very long to-do list and then you can't get to any of it. So I think my resolution is to not make to-do lists for next year. I don't know about the rest of you. I'm just saying. I say don't make the to-do list. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from it's hard to, you know, this is a computer, so it should be pretty easy to read it. This one's for Howard. Kate, did you notice perhaps that Serena Williams was named Sports Illustrated's Sports Person of the Year? Did that surprise you at all? No. I love when you guys said, did that surprise you? No, because she almost had a natural grand slam. She has had some incredible accomplishments. No matter what anybody thinks about Serena's personality, because for some reason, she is a terrific athlete, but she's one of those people that rubs some the wrong way because of her attitude. But are you kidding? She's 34 years old. She's had one of her best seasons at really an age, and especially in women's tennis, when you're done. She had a 53-3 overall record. She took the three major championships at the beginning of the year. She fell just short of a grand slam at the U.S. Open semifinals. And, you know, she's a competitor, and that's incredible to be a force that way. And for as long as she's been, and then she's had to go through some brutal illnesses and come out on the other side. And it's funny, I think in the beginning of her career, because her sister Venus is equally as talented, but has not amassed the kind of numbers that Serena has, especially last year. But I would have said, I think a lot of people would have said that, oh, geez, it seems like Venus is going to be, in the end, they're both incredible athletes, and they're both going to have, you know, massive awards and stuff, but that Venus would probably be the better one. So I'm not necessarily surprised. I mean, there were other great athletes, and there were other moments in sports. Maybe they could have put the women's soccer team, but we've seen that before. So Serena, you can't really discount her. Let's see, here is Ross. What do you think of the new poll where Clinton is on top and actually beats Trump and Cruz and on down the list? And this is a big one, Kate. I know you say you're the poll princess, so I'm sure you have reaction to that. Well, there are a lot of polls, but the NBC Wall Street Journal poll does show that Clinton is on top. So, like, even facing off against the Republicans, she would easily beat Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, but she would lose to Marco Rubio and Ben Carson. So these are hypothetical matchups. She'd beat Trump 50-40%, huge. She would beat Ted Cruz 48-45%, so not even that big. She would lose to Rubio by 3 points. She would lose to Carson by a point. So that's pretty interesting. And so you wonder why that is. Independent voters backing Rubio over Hillary Clinton by 7 points. That's why you can't underestimate independent voters. Because as much as so often they lean Democratic, it's not a done deal. There are plenty of independents that would vote for the right Republican. I think that's astonishing. And it's good news for the Republicans because they want a candidate that can beat Hillary Clinton. So that's just one poll, though. And we'll see when we get into primary season what happens, how it all shakes out. Let's put it that way. Okay, one last one quickly. This one from Trip. Kate, the U.S. Embassy in Turkey say that they have a security threat by ISIS. So what will they do? Do you think they'll evacuate them? I think they probably are on high alert. Well, not probably. I know they're on high alert everywhere. So they're saying, I'm aware of the story, they're saying they've shifted to limited operations because of the security threat, the unspecified security threat. And last week, the U.S. consulate in Istanbul warned citizens to avoid that whole building because of information about a security threat and suspended services for a day. So they're taking it seriously. The consulate was placed on alert following some information about possible plans by ISIS for a suicide attack. You know, two massive suicide bombings blamed on a local ISIS cell killed 130 people in attacks near a town on the Syrian border in July, as you know, and Ankara in October. So, of course, all those threats are taken seriously. Keep your emails coming, americatonight.net. If for some reason you can't get through there, go to DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. My elevator.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extravaganza America tonight. And it's the holiday season, and there's kind of a little argument brewing in my house about, and it's so silly, but I thought I would bring it to the airwaves because it's really caught fire on Facebook and some other places where it's been posted. But in my husband's family, oh, it's the first world problems. In my husband's family, they don't wrap Christmas stocking stuff. So whatever you put in the stockings, you just throw it in there, baby. Walnuts, the catnip, the stuff that you find around the house, whatever it is, you're throwing it in that stocking. My family, always a big deal. You wrapped it up. It doesn't matter if it was chapstick. It was wrapped up. Whatever you went out and got, it was wrapped up and put in the stocking. Because it was fun. You would unwrap the stocking, and it would be sometimes silly things and sometimes other things. Remember when we still had CDs? Sometimes there would be CDs in there. So the debate is kind of 50-50 with people who say things in the stocking are unwrapped, and some of them say it's best if it's wrapped. It's best if it's wrapped. You might as well, if you're gonna have a stocking, then people just go buy their stocking and look in their stocking. Remember they used to have those, and they still might have those Lifesaver books. I used to always get one of those. I thought it was cool, where they had however many rolls of Lifesavers. I think that then we would just inhale all the Lifesavers for the next week. But I don't know. It was pretty fun, I have to say. You might not want to weigh in on that. You want to weigh in on something else, you certainly can. Like the president staying pat as far as ISIS is concerned. Or Trump taking on Cruz in the next debate, which happens on Tuesday. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Jack Alexander. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Good, thanks. I hope you got the pictures I sent you of the kangaroos that were taken in my neighbor's yard, in the front yard.
I have to look. I haven't seen it. I'll go look right now.
Yes, but look, I came across a disturbing old piece of news from CNN, which really does shine a light on the current problems with the visa system in the United States. The two of the terrorists that were learning to fly and piloted the planes into the Trade Center towers, their visa extensions were granted 6 months after the 9/11 attacks.
Wow. I'd forgotten all about that story. Was buried.
Yes. Now, it goes back to March of 2002, and this is still on CNN's news website. Yeah, so if... Yeah, okay, we knew who they were at that point, and they still approved the visas. Yeah, we knew that there were questions being asked about Tashfeen Malik, and they still approved her visas. There were questions being asked about the Sarnaya brothers, and they still approved the visas.
Mm.
Do we see a disturbing trend here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and here I am. I previously had a security clearance. I have a verifiable background. I mean, I have all of my ducks in a row, all of my bona fides ready to go, and I can't even get a visa. In spite of, dealing with this other avenue that I'm now looking at taking, given, the news that my mother is actually a natural-born American citizen.
Yeah, wow.
On top of that, I still can't get in it. And as far as the embassy, I tried to lodge my American taxes earlier in the year. I went in there a couple of days beforehand. Do you know, in the Australian consulate in Melbourne, you actually, even expatriates, US citizens, actually need to make an appointment, and there are waiting lists months in advance just to get into the consulate to do things like your everyday business that citizens need to do, like passport renewals, lodge their taxes, and what have you. And now Turkey's on alert. I mean, you can't get close to a US consulate to do business without making appointments months in advance. I was on their website earlier on. The waiting list to go in to do an interview for a visa, because while Australia is part of the visa waiver program, if you have minor criminal conviction, you have to still get a visa. And the waiting list for an appointment is like 3 months.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I went on their website. Yeah. So and that's just to do business. Now, imagine trying to do trade.
I can't imagine. That's that's crazy.
And it's progressively gotten worse under this administration. And under the previous administration, I could go into the consulate, pass through security, and be escorted up to, I think it's the 11th floor on the building that the U.S. consulate's in Melbourne, and I could do my business.
Wow.
Now you can't even get past the foyer. And, you know, I mean, the way the website was worded, you know, if you're applying for a visa, you need to make an appointment to go in. So I didn't make an appointment. You know, I'm going to pay my my America taxes for the money that I earn in the United States. That has nothing to do with a visa. You rock up there, you still have to stand in line to go through security and so on. You finally get to the head of the line. Oh, no, have you got an appointment? No. Well, to go off the consulate, yeah, it says to do for visa applications. I'm not here for a visa. I'm just here to lodge, you know, to pay my taxes and lodge my tax return. That has nothing to do with a visa. Well, you still need an appointment. So what had actually happened was, had I have then gone to make an appointment, I would have been late in lodging my taxes.
Wow.
And I had to organize express post from Australia to a friend in the United States who could go and who's an accountant, actually in the lovely city of Dallas, by the way, to go and lodge my taxes on my behalf.
Wow. That is insane, that odyssey you just took us through. That is crazy. Yeah, and then you think what's happening with immigration just in general, that's just awful.
As it's come out, it looks like that Trump is in fact correct, that there is numerous, somebody said there's something like 110 different cases through America's history of where certain groups, ethnic groups, have been barred entry for various reasons. You know, you would think national security would have to be at the top of the tree. And yet someone who has fought alongside American troops is part American citizen, or part American, even though my citizenship is still a question mark, desperately desires to be an American citizen, open a business, employ Americans, especially veterans, being a veteran myself,
mm-hmm.
and... You know, the door keeps getting slammed in our faces. It comes down to, what sort of people do Americans want coming into the country? Do we want the unemployable, those that are going to continually rely on welfare, or do we want people who love the American dream, want to hire Americans, and make America great?
Oh, boy. And let's hope it's the latter, Jack. Here's a glass. I'm raising it to you. Maybe things will be different in 2016. Thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. You want to contact us? Hit me up at americatonight.net.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.